The Nectarian Joy of Meeting While in Separation by Shri Srimad Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj. My heart has become spontaneously stricken with deep grief due to being deprived of the direct association and audience of my most beloved friend and the most prominent of my fellow godbrothers, Shripad Bhakti Dait Madhav Maharaj, who was the foremost associate of Srila Prabhupada and the recipient of Srila Prabhupada's special affection. Shri Madhav Maharaj was a divine personification of extraordinary service, or, to quote Srila Prabhupada, the foremost servant whose energy is volcanic. It is only because of his advent, most painstaking and sincere efforts, that he could overcome numerous obstacles and succeed in providing us all with this fortunate opportunity to serve Srila Prabhupada. By honoring his appearance day in this most transcendently sacred temple, the very site of Srila Prabhupada's appearance in this world. Although Shri Madhav Maharaj remains far away from the vision of ordinary persons, he continues to provide his association in form of this service, unbeknownst to such externally minded individuals. Being deprived of his direct association, my heart is stricken with grief. Yet, during today's great ceremonial festivities, I am gradually able to recognize his presence in the great efforts and services being rendered by his most qualified and beloved followers today. And I am thus relishing the indescribable nectarian joy of meeting while remaining immersed in the experience of separation. For this experience, I feel deeply grateful. Excerpts from an article published in Sri Chaitanya Vani, February 1980. The Staunch Follower of Srila Prabhupada's Principles by Shri Srimad Bhaktir Hriday Van Goswami Maharaj. Although Shripad Madhav Maharaj was my younger godbrother, I observed that he was adorned with all transcendental qualities. I accepted the renounced order of life in 1924. At that time, Shripad Madhav Maharaj was a brahmachari. Our Gurudev had given him the name Shri Hai Grib Brahmachari. India at that time was under British rule, and so the method of preaching was somewhat different. In fact, after the disappearance of Sriman Mahaprabhu and his associates, like the six Goswamis, Shri Narottam Thakur, Shri Shyamanand Prabhu, Shri Srinivas Acharya, and all other prominent Acharyas, the Vaishnava world faced an era full of darkness. During that period, my Gurudev, an eternally realized associate of the Supreme Lord, the Divine Personality, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, appeared in this world to establish the principles of Dharma and to reveal to the whole world the true identity of pure devotional service as practiced and preached by Sriman Mahaprabhu, an impossible task for common persons. In his Navdeep pastimes, Sriman Mahaprabhu manifested his pastime of delivering the living entities by propagating Harinam Sankirtan Dharma, the universal activity prescribed for this age of Kali Yuga. Moreover, he appeared and distributed to everyone something that was never offered in any previous age by anyone. His very own mood of devotional service and topmost possession, the most elevated, brilliant Madhurya Prema, or devotional service in the mood of conjugal love. Due to the influence of this age of quarrel, the sweetness of Braj Prem described by Sriman Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis was being presented to society in a distorted manner by various concocted religious institutions. One Vaishnav has identified 13 of such institutions or upsampradayas as follows. Aul Baul Karta Bhaja Neda Darvesh Sai Sahajya Sakhi Bheki Smart Jat Gosai Ativadi Chudadhari Gauranga Nagari Tota Kahe E Terer Sangha Nahikori. At that time, the educated community considered Vaishnav Dharma to belong to the uneducated and immoral. Amid such a dark state of affairs, Srila Prabhupada fearlessly spoke the real truth of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Although he faced great difficulties and impediments, he boldly refuted all the prevalent misconceptions about the principles of pure devotional service and established in this world the glories of pure bhakti as practiced and preached by Srimad Mahaprabhu. Such an act cannot be accomplished by ordinary persons with ordinary power. By transmitting power in his disciples, Srila Prabhupada preaches throughout the whole world the unprecedented glories of Srimad Mahaprabhu's pure prema dharma. I was introduced to Shripad Madhav Maharaj while engaged in such preaching service. Upon seeing Shripad Madhav Maharaj's unshakable passion and limitless capability for preaching the message of Srimad Mahaprabhu, I felt proud to have him as my godbrother. Unprecedented was the way he boldly and fearlessly preached the truth. Through his ever-smiling face, his spotless character, his readiness to sacrifice his own life for the service of Guru, and his adopting of the most ideal life principles without deviating so much as an inch from the principles of bhakti as taught by Srila Prabhupada. No one can sever the eternal relationship we have with Srila Prabhupada as his disciples. The mutual relationship between godbrothers is eternal because ultimately our goal is to always remain under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev. I request the disciples of Shripad Madhav Maharaj to relinquish all duplicity and follow the ideal principles of their Gurudev. Sri Bhagwan never pardons a hypocritical person, and there is no place for duplicity or violence in the kingdom of prema. It is only when we sincerely honor and respect the words of Sri Gurudev and preach by imbibing his instructions in our own conduct that we are able to receive his blessings. Excerpts from an article published in Sri Chaitanyavari, February. The founder Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math enters Nitya Leela by Sri Srimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj. At 9 o'clock in the morning on the Shukla Pratipad Tithi, the 16th day of the month of Govinda, 492, according to the Gaurabd calendar, Tuesday 27 February 1979, according to the Gregorian calendar, on the auspicious disappearance day of Vaishnav Sarbhom, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and Sri Srila Rasikanand Dev Goswami, the founder and president Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, an institution with branches across the country, the most respected Tridandi Swami, Sri Srimad Bhakti Dait Madhav Goswami Maharaj, concluded his pastime in this world while in his bhajan kutir in Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, situated at 35 Satish Mukherjee Road in South Kolkata. Amidst the tumultuous chanting of the holy names of Bhagwan, he entered into the third yam or forenoon pastimes of the Ashtakali Nitya Leela of Sri Sri Radha Govind Gopinath Madan Mohan Nayan Nath with a desire to meet Sri Shamasundar at Radhakund at noon. Identifying himself as the servant of Sri Vishubhanu Dait Das, he has most eagerly entered into the eternal service of his Gurudev. Although it is a matter of great joy that he has attained the eternal service of his most worshipful Sri Sri Radha Govindji in their transcendental abode, Sri Golok Vrindavan, which is situated far beyond this illusory material world, the pain and spiritual loss felt in the hearts of his beloved associates and the followers due to his physical absence is extremely unbearable. His godbrothers, his countless disciples, both ladies and men, and all the ladies and the gentlemen who were attracted to his divine qualities, today realizing themselves to be completely helpless and without a shelter, cry bitterly. His most enchanting divine lotus face, his peaceful, soft and pleasing bright complexion, which sparkled like gold, and his extremely soft body, which was just like a lotus, befit his unlimitedly compassionate heart which was completely full of egalitarian kindness for all. His divinely benevolent character was completely devoid of the concept of mine and yours. He truly embodied the phrase, Vasudeva Kutumbakam, the world is one family. His sweet voice, which sounded as if it were submerged in honey, was ripe with true love and affection. He was insurmountably passionate in preaching the principles of pure devotional service to Shishi Guru Gauranga, and his efforts to that end were untiring. He was unceasingly affectionate to his fellow godbrothers, and he possessed a strong parental love for his disciples. Shri Maharaj's expertise in refuting misconceptions about the path of bhakti was extraordinary, as was his ability to establish the actual principles of bhakti, which are based on the authentic scriptures. He energetically excavated the lost places of pilgrimage, propagated the importance of following Vaishnava etiquette, manifested the service of deities by establishing many mutts, yearly organized Shri Navadvip Parikrama, and triennially organized Shri Brajmandal Parikrama. He was capable of drawing out the jewel-like essence of any subject by churning the ocean of the scriptures. And what is more, he virtuously preached those teachings by imbibing them in his personal conduct. His attachment to Bhagavad Bhajan was astonishing. His tolerance and humility were exemplary. He considered himself as worthless, even though he possessed the most desirable qualities in terms of family background, conduct, knowledge, and intelligence. Despite possessing these qualities, he was completely devoid of pride. He was enthusiastic to distribute the Prema Dharma of Sri Chaitanya Dev everywhere, without considering the caste or creed of those to whom he was distributing it. He desired to assist every living entity in attaining his or her eternal spiritual welfare. He was completely devoid of any desire for worldly gain, recognition, or fame. He possessed sincere faith in rendering service to Sri Hari, Guru, and Vaishnavas. These are but a few of his countless divine qualities. As these qualities appear one by one in the consciousness of the devotees, who now feel themselves bereft of his association, the agony of their separation from him is exponentially increased in the core of their hearts. The president and acharya of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math appeared in this world in 1903 on Uthan Ekadashi in the Kanchapada village of Faridpur district of Bangladesh. His father, the late Sri Nishikant Bandopadhyay, a renowned personality in that province, named him Sri Hirambh Kumar Bandopadhyay. Srila Acharya Dev's mother's name was Srimati Shaivalani Devi. Although his father was a resident of Barakar village in Dhaka, Srila Acharya Dev was born at his maternal ancestral place, the aforementioned village of Kanchanpada. After his birth, he spent the next 4 years in Faridpur with his father. When Sri Acharya Dev lost his father in his childhood, he returned to Kanchanpada, and it was there that he spent his childhood and attended school. From his very childhood, he exhibited great faith in spiritual activities. His sacred thread ceremony was conducted at the age of 7. From then onwards, as per the instructions of his religiously devout mother, he would regularly study the scriptures like Sri Mahabharata, Sri Ramayana, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and others. Because his mother regularly recited Srimad Bhagavad Gita to him, he memorized it in its entirety, and his belief that its subject matter is the complete real truth became firm and unflinching. Since his early childhood, he was habituated to lead a firmly disciplined life. He was widely renowned in the community as a Naishtik Brahmachari or a committed lifelong celibate. By the effect of the matchless sweetness of his divine body, which was tall, brightly complexioned, flawlessly beautiful, wonderfully well-formed and majestically radiant, and his kind behavior. He held leading positions in various fields of activity since his time as a student. His desirable qualities and competence were readily visible when he took part in the sports and acted in amateur plays based on spiritual subjects. He was always a front runner when he participated in the social service activities. For example, he helped poor students by establishing a library and also took part in the nation's freedom movement. His deep faith and proficiency in spiritual subjects was evident even in his childhood. Everybody was amazed to observe his acute intelligence during his life as a student. Later in his youth, after studying various scriptures, including Vedanta, he studied the spiritual literature related to bhakti, namely Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. As he became increasingly attracted to the highly sound principles of Vaishnava Dharma, he realized that since these scriptures are topmost, it is most sensible to follow them while under the guidance of a true spiritual master and to dedicate one's life to preaching their message. During his youth, his renunciation of worldly objects became quite pronounced. He renounced the material world and first went to Haridwar and later to the Himalayas in order to perform penances. There, inside a cave, after he had been absorbed in meditating on the Supreme Lord for some days according to a severely austere procedure, he suddenly received a divine order to return to Bengal. After doing so, he met Om Vishnupad Astotrashat Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Thakur Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Mutt and other Gaudiya Mutt branches, and within a short time accepted the shelter of his lotus feet. From then on, he followed and extensively preached the teachings of pure Prem Bhakti as practiced and taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By virtue of his unflinching, single-pointed devotion to the lotus feet of his Gurudev and the mercy he received from him, he quickly became renowned as a glorious preacher who was among the associates of Srila Prabhupada, who gave him the name Sri Haigri Brahmachari. Later, when he accepted the renounced order of life, he became known as Parivrajakacharya Tridandi Swami Sri Srimad Bhakti Dait Madhav Maharaj. He had accepted the mood of one in the renounced order during his steadfast brahmacharya. By the divine influence of his wonderfully magnanimous and most idle conduct, and by the effect of listening to his highly potent Harikatha, thousands of people, both men and women, from all over the country, from east to west, north to south, became attracted to Sriman Mahaprabhu's Prema Dharma and accepted initiation into Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma, became established in following the etiquette of devotional service, and are now performing sadhan bhajan. The manner in which Srila Acharya Dev Sri Srimad Bhakti Dait Madhav Maharaj established magnificent preaching centers, which included non-profit and volunteer-based Sanskrit educational institutions, libraries to facilitate debates on comparative religion, primary and higher secondary schools, charitable hospitals, and many other types of organizations in each region of the country. Sri Vrindavan in the north, Guwahati in the east, Chandigarh in the west, and Hyderabad in the south, and many other mutts at different locations, was simply supernatural and divine, as was the way in which, within a single lifetime, he laboriously and passionately preached to everyone the Prem Dharma practiced and preached by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, irrespective of the caste and creed. He extensively preached to both the highest and the lowest communities of society, to the rich and the poor alike. As a result, countless men and women from the different castes all over the country have been initiated into Sriman Mahaprabhu's Prem Dharma and have become established in following Vaishnava etiquette. Above all, his most extraordinary and unique contribution to the larger Sri Saraswat Gaudiya Vaishnava community is his untiring 12-year effort to acquire and manifest the glories of the divine appearance place of Nitya Lila Parvish, Om Vishnupad Astotra Shad, Shishimad Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the many branches of Sri Chaitanya Math in Puri Dham. My Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, is glorified by the words, Shri Gaur Karuna Shakti Vigraha Namastute. Offer heartfelt obeisances to the embodiment of Sri Gaur Sundar's mercy potency. As a result of the mercy of that Sri Gurudev, his dearest associate, Sri Srimad Bhakti Dait Madhav Goswami Maharaj, has fulfilled his heartfelt desire by preaching throughout the world the very name, form, qualities, and pastimes he, Srila Prabhupada, previously glorified. Now, being again drawn in by that very mercy, Sri Madhav Maharaj has accepted the eternal shelter of Srila Prabhupada's divine lotus feet, which bestow freedom from sorrow and fear and are the source of eternality. It is for this reason alone that Sri Kaviraj Goswami has boldly proclaimed in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anta Lila 7.11, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tar Parivartan. One cannot propagate Nam Sankirtan without being empowered by Krishna. Just as Sriman Mahaprabhu enriched his dearest associate, that is, my Gurudev Srila Prabhupada, by bestowing upon him his own effulgent form and prize, quality of magnanimity before sending him to this material world to preach the glories of the Lord's holy names and service. Srila Prabhupada similarly sent his dearest associate, Sri Bhakti Dait Madhav Goswami Prabhu, into this material world after bestowing upon him his own effulgent form and prized qualities and infusing him with his limitless power of mercy, Kripa Shakti. As a consequence of receiving this power of Sri Gurudev's mercy, he quickly established skyscrapers like temples and mosques in almost every state in the vast expanse of this country, whose borders are formed by the Himalayas in the north and the ocean in the south. In this way, he instituted the service of the deities of Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Giridhari and preached the glories of Sri Harinam Mahamantra, which is adorned with 32 syllables. After accomplishing these services here in this world, he has again returned to serve the lotus feet of his Gurudev. All the associates of Sriman Mahaprabhu, like Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami and others, have entered into the Lord's eternal pastimes after fulfilling Sriman Mahaprabhu's most cherished desires, and subsequently, all other Guru Vargas who came in their disciplic succession have, under the guidance of Sri Gurudev, attained the eternal shelter of Sri Guru's lotus feet, and thereby gained the qualification to render service to Sri Radha Krishna Yugal in their amorous pastimes, after fulfilling the most cherished desires of their respective Guru Vargas. We, too, should similarly follow with our body, mind and words the lotus footsteps, that is, the teachings and conduct of all such exalted personalities. Sriman Mahaprabhu offered the garland hanging from his own neck to his followers and instructed them to engage in kirtan of Sri Krishna's names, which are our most cherished possession. Apnar galer mala sabha kare diya, agya kare prabhu sabhe Krishna gao giya. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, gao Krishna naam, Krishna bina keh kichu, na bhabhiyo an. Jadi ama prati sne thake sabakar, tabe Krishna vyatirikt na gaibeyar. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Khand, 28.25-27. Offering his own garland to everyone, Sri Gaur Hari advised, sing Krishna, speak about Krishna, serve Krishna, and invoke his name. Know for certain that there is nothing other than Krishna. If you have affection for me, then sing only of Krishna and no one else. Therefore, our duty after his disappearance is to fulfill his most cherished desire by performing that service that is dearest to him. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.109, Srila Kaviraj Goswami has written, Sri Jagdanand Pandit has said, gaurar ami, mukhe bale nahi chale, gaurar achar, gaurar vichar, laile phale phale. Prem Vivar 8.6. Simply saying, I am gaurus, does not suffice. The fruit is only attained when one follows Gaurus' conduct and conceptions. Therefore, we must thoroughly follow Srimad Mahaprabhu's teachings and conduct by body, mind and soul. In accordance with the principles stated in Raghuvamsha 14.46, Agya Guru Nam Hai Avicharniya. The order of the spiritual master must be obeyed without consideration, which has been quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 10.145. The most distinguished way for a disciple to express his or her love for Sri Guru is to take a vow to endeavor to fulfill Sri Gurudev's most cherished desire by mind, body and words. Just before completing his manifest pastimes in this world, my most worshipful Srila Prabhupada expressed his desire to hear two bhajans, Tuhu Daya Sagar, which is Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's translation of the second verse of Srimad Mahaprabhu's Sri Shikshtashtak, and Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, a kirtan from Sri Narottam Das Thakur's Prathana. In this way, he very precisely revealed our life's only duty. With a great sense of grief in our hearts that arises from deep-rooted feelings of separation from Sri Gurudev, we must weep and vow to fulfill his most cherished desires. Showing a complete disregard toward fulfilling Sri Gurudev's desires on account of the agony of separation can never be considered a proper example of loving devotion. It is only because of our disinclination towards rendering service that Sri Acharya Dev manifested his sickness pastimes. For many years prior to his leaving this world, he enacted the pastime of suffering from a heart ailment. Both his disciples and his highly expert doctors had repeatedly advised him to take rest, but no one among them was able to restrain him. The volcano of Krishna Kirtan, who was always full of volcanic energy, he would say, I have taken birth as a mortal human and will thus one day have to face death. It would therefore be better to use my last breath to perform Krishna Kirtan, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described. Bhajite bhajite same asile e deha chhadiya debo. Observed in bhajan, when the time arrives, I shall readily give up this body. Although he was personally never in favor of consulting a doctor or Kaviraj, an Ayurvedic physician, he was unable to deny the persistent requests of his disciples. Thus, the doctor would be called every so often to administer medicine according to his prescription. Those who served Sri Maharaj did so to the best of their abilities, and there was no margin of error in their service. For 2 months, devotees remained awake both day and night and took turns lovingly serving him with the utmost sincerity. In this way, they remained engaged in the service of their Gurudev. However, Kripa Kori Krishna Mor Diya Chilo Sang Swatant Krishna Ichha Kailo Sang Bhang. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Anta Leela 11.94. Krishna mercifully gave me the association of a Vaishnava, but because he is independent in his desires, he has now severed that association. His prominent disciple servitors, namely Tridandi Swami Sri Srimad Bhakti Vallabh Tirth Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Vigyan Bharti Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Lalit Giri Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Sundar Narsingh Maharaj, Shim Bhakti Bhushan Bhagwat Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Prasad Puri Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Vaibhav Aranya Maharaj, Shri Mangala Nilay Brahmachari, श्री प्रेषणो भव ब्रह्मचारी, श्री मदन गोपाल दास ब्रह्मचारी, श्री नित्यानंद दास ब्रह्मचारी, श्री नित्य गोपाल दास ब्रह्मचारी एंड अदर्स आर फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव टायरलेसली रेंडर्ड सर्विस टू देयर गुरुदेव डे एंड नाइट. While he manifested his sickness pastimes, devotees arranged for Naam Sankirtan and the recitation of various scriptures like Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and devotional prayers to be continuously performed in both the math and hospital. During that time, non-stop continuous Naam Sankirtan lasting for 3 days and 3 nights was sometimes performed in the math. From the time he entered the Nitya Leela of the Eternal Abode of Braj at 9 o'clock in the morning, 27 February 1979, until the time his divine body was offered Samadhi in Sridham Mayapur, the loud congregational chanting of the divine holy names continued on. By great fortune, the presence of the Naam Bhajanandi, Shripad Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, ensured that all services were smoothly accomplished and were accompanied by the loud chanting of the holy names. Shri Bhagwat Das Brahmachari and many other accompanied Shri Babaji Maharaj in the Naam Sankirtan. At 4 o'clock in the evening on 27 February 1979, Pujyapat Maharaj Shri was brought out of his room on his bed, taken into his dear temple hall, the Sankirtan Bhavan, and was placed in full view of his eternally worshipful life and soul, Shri Srimad Guru Gauranga Radha Nainanath Ju. Countless devotees, both men and women, offered him flowers and garlands while continuously singing his glories as streams of tears poured forth from their eyes. An extremely heartwarming scene. All Pujyapad Maharaj Shri's fellow godbrothers, namely myself, Srimad Bhakti Surit Bodayan Maharaj, Shripad Krishna Keshav Brahmachari, Shripad Jagmohan Brahmachari, Shripad Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj and others, along with all of their disciples from all ashrams, sannyasis, brahmacharis, grastas and vanprastas, tearfully offered flowers and garlands to his divine body. He was then offered Sri Bhagwan's flower garland and sandalwood paste remnants and tulsi leaves from the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, and Mahaprasad were placed in his mouth. His fully decorated bed and his divine body, which had been ornamented with fragrant flowers and garlands, were placed upon a large truck that had also been decorated with beautiful leaves, birds and flowers. The members of the Sankirtan party sat nearby and loudly chanted the holy names, accompanied by mridanga, kartals and other instruments. The prominent singer was again Shripad Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Many devotees respectfully followed Shri Maharaj by bus during his journey to Sridham Mayapur. At about 11 o'clock at night, Shri Maharaj and the accompanying devotees reached the parent branch of Shri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, situated at Ishwadhyan in Sridham Mayapur. Bitterly crying, the residents of the mud there offered their heartfelt welcome to Shri Maharaj. His divine body, along with his bed, was respectfully placed in the large temple hall, a place that was very dear to him. The devotees loudly cried and offered prayers at his lotus feet while Sankirtan was continuously performed. After careful deliberation and consulting prominent Vaishnavas, Srimad Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Bhushan Bhagwat Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Lalit Giri Maharaj, Shripad Jagmohan Das Brahmachari, Shripad Krishna Keshav Brahmachari and other Vaishnavas, and I selected a place north of the deity's room and passed a buckle tree as the place for establishing Shri Maharaj Samadhi in the mud. With the site established, Shri Bhagwat Das Brahmachari and other devotees began digging the Samadhi pit, which measured 7.5 feet in height and was as wide as the height of an average man on all four sides. At the bottom of the Samadhi pit, Shri Maharaj's seat was established to face the eastern direction. The digging of the Samadhi pit was completed at approximately 2 o'clock in the morning. At that time, cow ghee was applied to Shimara's divine body while I recited Vedic hymns. During the auspicious recitation of those hymns, his divine body was bathed with water of the most worshipful Sri Ganga. After his body was wiped dry, he was dressed in a new set of clothes and decorated with a tilak in 12 places. I then wrote the Samadhi mantras from Samskar Deepika on the chest of Sri Maharaj using mud from Sri Radha Kund. Afterward, Sri Maharaj was taken from the temple hall to the Samadhi pit amidst the loud chanting of Kirtan. As someone called out the Jai Dhani, Sri Maharaj was lowered into the Samadhi pit and seated on a new asan facing east. After Srimad Bhakti Lalit Giri Maharaj worshipped Sri Maharaj using 16 types of paraphernalia and offered him fruits, roots, and sweets as bhoga, he performed arati. After all the present devotees offered flowers to the lotus feet of Sri Maharaj, his body, which had been fixed in an upright sitting position, was dressing in a new saffron cloth and then completely covered with salt and earth. While devotees offered earth, an indicating marker was kept to identify the exact place of his forehead. Once the earth enveloped the entirety of his body, a potted tulsi plant was placed above the samadhi and decorated with flower garlands from all sides. The devotees present then performed parikrama of the samadhi, accompanied by a Maha Sankirtan. All this took place from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the morning. On the morning of 28 February 1979, immediately after the rituals of Sri Maharaj Samadhi ceremony were completed, I narrated the pastimes of Sri Haridas Thakur's departure from this world as it is described in the 11th chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita's Anta Leela. Kirtan was performed before and after his lecture. Srila Maharaj's appearance day happens to be on Uthani Ekadashi, the same day as the disappearance day of my Param Gurudev, Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. It was on the disappearance day of my Parameshri Gurudev, Great Grand Spiritual Master, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, that Pujyapad Srila Maharaj manifested his disappearance pastime. Srila Rasikanand Prabhu also disappeared on this day. The message of Srila Maharaj's disappearance pastime has been and continues to be widely announced everywhere throughout the country by telegram, telephone, All India Radio, and daily newspapers. Condolence messages are being received from all over. News of Srila Maharaj's disappearance was published in Yugantar on 28 February and in the 1st March edition of Anand Bazar Patrika and Basumati. On 27 February, my fellow godbrothers, Pujyapad Tridandi Swami, Srimad Bhakti Hriday Van Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Sri Roop Siddhanti Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Kankan Tapasri Maharaj, and Srimad Bhakti Vivek Bodayan Maharaj, and Srimad Bhakti Shaud Ashram Maharaj arrived at the Kolkata Math to offer their condolences, while Srimad Bhakti Kusum Shravan Maharaj and Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Yati Maharaj visited Sridham Mayapur Math the following day on 28 February to express their sympathies. The disciples of Shripad Bhakti Rakshar Sridhar Maharaj, Shripad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, Shripad Yayavar Maharaj, Shripad Madhusudan Maharaj, Shripad Goswami Maharaj, Shripad Bhakti Prapan Damodar Maharaj, the survivors of Sri Devanand Gaudiya Math, and many others have visited the Mayapur branch of Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math to express their condolences. The disappearance festival of the president and acharya of the original Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math at Yashodhyan Sridham Mayapur was held at that very mutt on Thursday, 1st March 1979. The most prominent of Sri Maharaj's servants, Tridandi Swami, Srimad Bhakti Vigyan Bharti Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Prasad Ashram Maharaj, Srimad Bhakti Surit Damodar Maharaj, and Sri Mangal Nilay Brahmachari addressed the gathering by narrating his transcendental life and qualities. The 11 presiding acharyas of ISKCON were also present, and through their speeches, they offered their heartfelt devotional offerings to Sri Maharaj's lotus feet. Pujyapad Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, through various kirtans based on the mood of separation, further nourished the somber mood of the assembly. All the assembled devotees were then served Mahaprasad to their satisfaction. Excerpts from an article published in Sri Chaitanya Vani, February 1979.